Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, top of the third hour of the show. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And I want to take this time to thank one of our great sponsors over at Ecola Blue. That is ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com, Ecola Blue. Now, you can also call these good people at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. And these people have one of the coolest little inventions I've ever seen and tasted. It's water from air. Basically, you get this thing that's about the size of what you would have if you had like a deer park, that's good water thing, and you have to fill it up and or have it delivered, or if you had like a water filtration system, you got to fill that up too, and you got to wait. Well, this you don't fill up. This pulls water from air. That's right. It pulls it right from the humidity. You don't have to worry about filtering for fluoride. It does that for you. Filters out all and any toxins that are in the air, and you know what you're drinking. You're drinking water from the air. You know it hasn't been, fluoridated. There's no salt in it. It's straight from the air. It pays for itself in a year. If you buy bottled water, it's relatively cheap, actually. It has unlimited water, and it produces about 7.5 gallons a day. Think about that, 7.5 gallons a day. And then on top of that, you can choose either cold water, which you can set the temperature at, or hot water for your tea. There's two separate buttons. It's very easy to clean. I think the filters for it, I think they last over a year if cleaned properly. It uses reverse osmosis. It really doesn't get any better than Ecola Blue. So go to ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. ecolablue.com. Or call 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. I'm actually going to miss that system. I may have to buy one when I get back into New York because it is just the coolest thing. Water tastes great, and I never have to fill it up. I just have to plug it in. I mean, if you have a generator, this is a great thing for survivalists. You don't have to worry about purifying water because it'll pull it from the air and purify it for you. It's a short segment, so I want to make sure that if you haven't been listening, that you know that the Dallas Morning News has reported that Alex Jones was the one saying kill Michelle Malkin. And we need your help, listeners. We need you to call the CEOs and the editors of the Dallas Morning News and demand an apology and a retraction, not on page 18, not on page 20, but on page 1. And Mark Davis, you should be fired. You're a revolting, disgusting human being for writing what you wrote. But on top of it being illegal, it is just, it's the definition of poor journalism. I mean, did he even watch the video at all? Did he watch any of the videos? I mean, there's hundreds of them up on YouTube now. So many people have reposted them. So I'm going to give you the number to the Dallas Morning News to call and demand that retraction. The publisher and chief executive officer, his number is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And Robert W. Mong Jr., the editor, that's 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. Listen, don't let these guys get away with it. We let the mainstream get away with too much. I mean, we have them on video. On video. Lying. They're liars. It's on video. I don't see, that's the thing, man. I'm a big video evidence, photographic evidence, physical evidence type of guy. I mean, that's really the majority of what Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut is video evidence. And the video evidence that Alex Jones not only wasn't with these people, but wasn't calling for her death is irrefutable. But that's okay. I'm sure NIST will do a report on it and say, Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin due to fire. I am Jason Burmis. I've been with you all week, and I thank you so much for staying tuned in. Alex Jones will be on again later in the hour. And remember, live feeds from the DNC over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Now. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back with Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmes filling in while he's at the DNC. And now more from Alex Jones live at the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, Jason, I told you we were just stopping to get something to eat, and we're going to go back and do more interviews and more call-ins and more breaking news. Lord knows what will happen next. But we're sitting there listening to you on the radio. Actually, an affiliate goes into Denver. But we're here listening to you via the cell phone, you know, a little patch we've got, and listening to that Michelle Malkin pajamas media clip. And, you know, there's the proof right there. I need you to call Paul Watson or Kurt. We need to point out that, you know, here is the Malcolm people saying Alex didn't do it. That is the proof. That is the, because the Dallas Morning News may try to flounder around and, you know, make stuff up. Here are the supposed victims, you know, Mrs. Let's put everybody in a concentration camp, Malkin, Guantanamo Bay is wonderful. I mean, this is a demon. Let's post that and, you know, make the point. Here it is. Retract. Put the Dallas Morning News on notice. I want to make sure everybody knows I need that done now because I'm tied down here.
Well, I sent the link to Paul Joseph Watson over an hour ago, so I do hope he's working on it. He has the MP3 of that, and I think he is working on a story. I know he's posted the Inside Edition, and we played that clip on air as well.
Well, you're doing a great job. I wonder how many calls they've gotten.
I would imagine a lot since last segment I gave out the phone numbers yet again. And the more of this we play, I mean, it's absolutely obvious. Even her own people are having to admit that you didn't say kill Michelle Malkin. And but they still try to play it off like you were violent. You were never violent.
Well,
you never put your hands on anybody.
Well, let's be technical. They play it off like I incited those guys to do that. That's what they're doing. They're playing it off and saying, okay, they weren't. They, you know, you didn't say it. Alex Jones didn't say it, but he incited these young men to do it. Those young men were with Malcolm. They were with. They knew the other local bloggers. They left with her in a group. They were making fun of us. They would scream, "Alex Jones, a capitalist pig," and then 1 minute later, "Kill Michelle Malkin." And then when the liberals would all come up, they'd say, "It's Alex Jones, the fascist pig." And then one of them got fooled and came up, started bumping into me and pushing me. So I pushed him back. So let's be technical. The big, you know, the big 6 foot six chubby guy that was with Malkin, with the guy that runs Pajamas Media, he came up, started bumping into me, and I did push him back. And then once I was trying to go around him, he stuck his elbow out, so I just elbowed it right back. So, you know, that happened there. The other guy was a liberal who got fooled by them chanting that I was the fascist pig.
Yeah, and you actually did an interview with him the next day, and he didn't even know who Michelle Malkin was. He barely knew who Bill O'Reilly was.
Right.
The guy couldn't
That's
be
right.
more clueless.
Yeah, they were telling him that I was a fascist right-wing Fox guy, and so he foolishly was defending, the brown-skinned lady. So it was all a race thing. And he got up and was pushing me with his hand, so I just went and pushed him back. And then he exaggerated, that's like he was going to fall down. But other than that, I went up and was asking serious questions at first. Then they got in our space. Then their provocateurs came over, and that's when it all goes crazy. That's when everything goes haywire, when they start screaming, "Kill Michelle Malkin." So the news here is, it isn't just that they falsely charged me with saying kill her. It's that they staged it. There needs to be an investigation. This is very serious. This shows another level of this Fox News type reporter deception. I mean, that is incredibly elaborate, but there they are doing it. And now the tide is completely turned against them. We're routing them. They are in full retreat. Blast their phones, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give out all the numbers. Let's give out every number we've got right now for the Dallas Morning News. Call them all. Call them often. If you live in Dallas, call Dallas Morning News advertisers and say that they're telling lies about people about murdering. And understand, folks, millions of people read today. Millions of people are reading that I said murder her. And now we defeated the story the last 3 days. Now it's coming back. Well, the Dallas Morning News said. The Dallas Morning News is respected. Why, that's one of the biggest papers in the country, in the top 10. Oh, my God, this is just horrible. Alex said murder her? Oh, my God. Meanwhile, her minions are doing it and laughing all the way. Well, they're going to be laughing all the way to losing their bank accounts if I don't get a retraction. And so, again, let's give those numbers out, Jason.
You got it. If you want to get a hold of the CEO and publisher of the Dallas Morning News, it is 214-977-6685. That's 214-977-6685. And if you want the editor, it is 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. And if you still want another number, can't get a hold of them there, the managing editor is 214-977-8341. That's 214-977-8341. We need your help, folks.
And folks, let's be clear. When you call, be polite, be nice, know the editor by name, you know, tell them you want a message left, explain they've been set up, explain they're really open to liability here, explain that Michelle Malkin says it's not true, I didn't say it, explain that the clips and audio and information is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get the article that Paul and Kurt Nimmo are doing where we're putting them on full notice with the audio. Somebody go grab the Gibson from Tuesday. Because she was on the hour before me. You know, she got like 30 minutes and I got like, six or seven to counter it. And then Gibson said, yes, I know you didn't say kill her, but you incited those other young men. He said, you basically mind controlled them. And he said, it doesn't matter if they were with her. You understand? I mind controlled the people with Michelle Malkin to yell, kill Michelle Malkin. I mean, that is, talk about a conspiracy theory.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You're always the bad guy, Alex. It's just something we can't get past with the mainstream media for some reason.
Well, I mean, here he is saying, okay, well, you know, they're with her, but you incited her friends to say kill her. I mean, that is ridiculous. I mean, now they're going, okay, well, okay, they're friends with her. Okay, they're with her. You know, they're with a blog that's with her. Okay, well, you made them do it. You did. You did. No. The more I think about this, the more I watch it, because I've been so busy doing stuff, finally getting the chance to watch it last night. I watched it a few hours before, but now I have a chance to really watch it. Everything is pretty subdued. I mean, we're raising voices until those guys come and jump and start going, hey, Alex Jones, high five. And I'm like, yeah. You know, and then they start scaling, kill, kill, kill. So just amazing, absolutely amazing. But this is why their blogs are imploding. This is why mainstream news is losing all its credibility, because the people have caught them in a million lies. I mean, Michelle Malkin said we lied about the dog. I mean, think about that. When they knew it was true, they said we were liars. I mean, this is just amazing, amazing, the deception that these people engage in. So this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones or InfoWars.com or any of us. This affects everybody. Jason, I'm going to let you get back to work, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex.
We'll have Burmese. Yes. Burmese, don't forget it. Folks, those new trailers are up on InfoWars.com. Help us get them out. Take care.
And they are. And, you know, with that, why don't we play that third trailer from Fabled Enemies right now? So let's throw in the COG trailer. This is the trailer, not the teaser, folks, for Fabled Enemies dropping to the InfoWar August 31st, only at PrismPlanet.tv.
Now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence. Even some CNN staffers saw it. To this day, it has never been officially explained.
There is also footage of another white mystery plane in the restricted airspace over New York City.
The shadow or bunker government involves roughly 100 senior staffers from every cabinet department and major government agency.
Vice President Dick Cheney is there, along with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
Then Vice President George Bush was the first in charge.
What I want to say to my Democratic friends in the Congress is that they need to be very cautious not to seek political advantage by making incendiary suggestions, as were made by some today, that the White House had advance information that would have prevented the tragic attacks of 9/11.
Well, there you have it. It is Fabled Enemies, and it's my latest, my greatest, my, I guess, directorial debut. Although I was pretty heavily involved in Loose Change. I mean, obviously I didn't do the editing, but a lot of those sections I sat there and, you know, demanded this or that. Whether I got it or not is another story. And I wrote a lot of it too, but this is all me, and I'm pretty proud of it. You know, this is really a warm-up to my New World Order film, but I also feel that this is a powerful film because on the heels of the Bush administration, some people still don't know about 9/11 truth. Some people are turned off by the situation at the Pentagon or the controlled demolition aspects of World Trade Center 1 and 2. And this movie doesn't follow that. This is about the FBI whistleblowers. This is about the International Intelligence Organization that included Israel, Pakistan, members of our own government, Saudi Arabia. Okay, that's what this movie is about. This movie is about bin Laden being CIA in the 80s and working with Pakistani militants back then. This is about the boogeyman, folks. And it's about time to expose the boogeyman. And we do that by exposing the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. We expose the 9/11 Commission for what it was, a whitewash. We actually have one of the commissioners that left, that's Max Cleland, because he was just so disgusted with it, on Wolf Blitzer, just going nuts about what a cover-up the 9/11 Commission was. But don't take my word for it. It hits the InfoWar on August 31st. Very psyched up. And only you can make it big, folks. You can decide whether this is a big movie. You can decide whether this goes to the top of YouTube and Google Video. You can embed it on your MySpace page. You can write about it on your blog. You can email it to all your friends, because we make these movies for free. We put them on Google for free. I mean, we hope you support us. You get the high-quality version at PrismPlanet.tv. And Burn It to Disc, because, again, we are doing DivX. And those do play on the majority of DVD players. I also want to mention Joseph Biden. We should probably play that teaser, too. Let's just play them all today. We'll play all the trailers, all the teasers. But Joey B giving his big speech last night at the DNC. Just a bunch of propaganda. A bunch of yes men clapping for him. For the old rhetoric of Joseph Biden. Well, let's expose him on the other side. He likes to cover things up for Pakistan. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 28, 2008. Gold opened today at $842.60. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $867.61, $427.50 per half ounce, and $213.75 per quarter ounce. That's $867.61, $427.50, and $213.75.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be again.
On the union, sure was a good idea. In the West,
Dylan does rock, doesn't he? even as an old man, he rocks.
Democracy don't rule the world.
No, it doesn't.
Get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better than something.
Not in this world, it's not. We better expose the violence, the torture.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
But they want to take it all, folks. They don't want to give any to us. They literally want to depopulate this planet, go and search the stars, and rule over us like a slave race. Watch Endgame. I mean, Alex does a bang-up job in under 2.5 hours describing the elite plan to put us all in cities, to depopulate the Earth massively, and then those of us lucky enough to survive and our ancestors that are lucky enough to survive can work in their nice little slave camps for them, for credits with our chip in our arm and be highly controlled, be like a nightmarish Minority Report. Not that Minority Report from Steven Spielberg was not nightmarish, but I would say the police state level will be 2 to 3 times as big. Sure, they'll have retina scanners in the train stations and the mass transit units and advertising that goes to that. But they may get their hive mind, you know, Worldwide Mind aired on PBS a few years back and really just promoted the hell out of the internet in your head with a brain chip. Oh, they have brain chips, by the way. It's real. It's not something I'm just talking about. It's not something that's experimental anymore. It's something that's happened now publicly for many a year. Don't believe me? Just check out blind guys that can now see. What they do is they put a small chip in their brain. They hook up kind of a camera to where their eye would be, and they see kind of like the Predator. Anybody who's a big fan of the Predator movies knows what I'm talking about. They see shapes and colors. And I suppose it's a lot worse than like being colorblind, but you can make out objects, all thanks to a chip in your brain. Now, am I opposed to that? Absolutely not. I understand that there are benefits to technology, and that is one of them. But when they say, hey, why don't you take this brain chip to get on the net? Or why don't you take this brain chip to be able to do cool things? Like, I don't know, in 2004, guys were putting chips in their hands. A guy wrote a book called RFID Toys where they're literally turning lights off, opening doors with it. That was out of that 2004 report with Peter Jennings on the microchip and the Mexican officials who had taken it. Don't believe me? Just Google it. Check out Verichip. Check out how they actually paid the Jacobson family back in 2001, right after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, to go on the Today Show live and take chips. Let me say it again. They went on the Today Show and took chips. And they literally said that if it was there to fight terrorism and protect her family, she was more than willing to take it. Well, thanks so much for trying to soften America to the idea that they need a chip in their arm for protection. Gross. Totally disgusting. Totally evil. Totally beyond anything that I could ever dream of. You know, I remember being a little kid, going to church a lot, hearing this Mark of the Beast talk, and hearing about how they were going to chip humanity, and hearing about how the New World Order was going to form and come and get us, and I laughed. I laughed real hard. I didn't believe any of it. I thought it was all nonsense, all crackpot talk. As I grew up, it even became more crackpotish to me. You know, WCW had Hulk Hogan and the gang wearing NWO shirts. It was a wrestling group. That's all the New World Order was. They weren't planning to chip me. But then 9/11 comes along. It doesn't sit right with me. I start to discover huge anomalies, huge problems with the official version, just like anybody out there who's listening right now can do if they want to take the time to just look at the facts. I mean, look at Building 7 alone. God. 7 years later, NIST comes out with a total whitewash report saying fire took down the building in a symmetrical collapse. Every wall feed. It's funny because Sunder doesn't even deny the molten metal on the scene of World Trade Center 7, 1 and 2 underneath in the pile. But then he doesn't give an explanation for it. He just basically says that it could happen. The fires didn't actually have to be that hot for those temperatures to occur, which is a total and complete bald-faced lie. He knows it. He's scum. I'll say it right now. Cheyenne Sunder, you're scum. You really, you want to save your soul? Tell the truth. You got a shot. You're still alive. The NIST report's fresh. Be a hero. Say it's a setup. Step up to the plate. We'll be back with the Joey Biden teaser from Fabled Enemies after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don. Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones Show, jamming out to a little tunage. Maybe I should have waited and sang that one. I don't know. Then again, I'm sure the audience is quite tired of my horrid voice. I thank you for putting me up with me this long. I am Jason Burmis, one of the producers of Loose Change. You can check out my blogs over at loosechange911.com or get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. And before we go to the Joseph Biden teaser for Fabled Enemies. Joseph Biden, again, the Democratic nominee for the vice presidency, a total New World Order shill, wrote How I Learned to Love the New World Order in 1992 for the Wall Street Journal. Also gave a couple speeches on the matter. Total globalist. Totally in the pocket of the elite. Also involved in the cover-up of Pakistan's role in 9/11, and he knows he's part of that cover-up. He really tried to get around it, but you're not that slick, Joey B., so we're going to go to that in a moment. But first, I want to thank one of our sponsors. It is eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. You can get at them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And this is the best storable food company in the business. Delicious storable food for you and your family. Now, on the one end, you can cut your grocery bill in half by getting this stuff and then throughout the year, you know, go into canned soup, canned beans, canned goods, storable food that lasts 5 to 10 years, folks. And on the other hand, you can have a little peace of mind in case the power goes out, in case there is an emergency, in case martial law is declared, in case food prices do skyrocket again this year, much like they did last. Again, over in, I keep saying this because it just still boggles my mind. But over in BJ's in New York, they're limiting you to 3 bags of rice. I never thought I was going to live in a country where they were going to ration out food in grocery stores. I always thought I would be able to buy how much I wanted, whenever I wanted. That's the way it should be. It's America, right? Well, that's just not the way it is anymore. And that should worry and disturb a lot of people. So, get an insurance policy. Go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Give your family and yourself a little bit of a peace of mind. All right, let's cue up the Joseph Biden trailer. And right here, he admits he knows about the Pakistani funding to the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and that is indeed classified. Let's hit it.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
In the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire 100,000 naira to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why was he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, first thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and you let him go, and he's free. He hijacked the hijackers.
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's why.
As they say, get loaded.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping them out? Is it classified?
Oh, that's classified. Well, thanks for clearing that up, Joey B. Thanks for not talking about it. You see what a tough guy he was on September 12th? Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded. I'm Joseph Biden. Meanwhile, the guy knows that Pakistan is funding these Islamo-fascists. I mean, I can hardly call them that because, let's be real, a lot of these guys are government agents. And we interview J. Michael Springman in this film. And he is the former head of the visa department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Now, he worked there for a couple of years in the late 80s, early 90s. And he kept denying certain people visas. And he would get calls from his superiors going, no, you need to give them a visa. And he would say, why? And then they would retort, well, we need them to have that visa for national security purposes. It's like, national security purposes? What are you talking about? And later when he came to the States, he realized that this was a CIA front base. And they were using it. Let me say this again. They were using this base to funnel in Islamic militants, a.k.a. Islamic terrorists, into the United States with the help of their asset. Let me say it again. With the help of their asset, Osama bin Laden. Interesting that this was going on in the late 80s, early 90s. And then we find out you know, later on, that the hijackers, 15 of the 19 hijackers, or the supposed hijackers, the alleged hijackers, whatever you want to call them, came from this very place, this very consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So 15 of the 19 guys get their get their visas from this CIA base. Then they move on, the majority of these same guys, to train at places like the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida, like the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, like Brooks Air Force Base, like Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. All that's happening. But no, they don't have any ties to the United States Intelligence Services. Hell, Atta and three of the other guys did dry runs before the attack. James Woods was on a plane with these guys, okay? In August, prior to the attacks, he saw them clearly for what they were. And his comments, by the way, word for word, are, I either thought that these guys were terrorists or law enforcement because they had that look like they were on a mission. That's also in the movie. So this guy is scared to death that they're going to hijack the plane. He talks to the stewardess. Stewardess agrees. She's scared to death. She pulls the pilot out of the cockpit. The guy comes out of the cockpit. James Woods starts talking to him about these guys. And he goes, yeah, this does look very suspicious. They look very, very suspicious. So suspicious, in fact, that the pilot, the stewardess, and James Woods, that's three people, okay, all file separate reports to the FAA. Nothing's done. It's just like when the neighbors call the CIA, not the police, not the FBI, the CIA, on Waleed Al-Sharri and Atta and others, because they can clearly see something bizarre is going on next door. They don't do anything. So the FAA is warned. Two of the hijackers live with a well-tested and known FBI informant. The CIA is called on these guys. Nothing is done. And they're making dry runs of the attack prior to 9/11. Does it look to you like these guys might have been government agents running a drill? Kind of like Amalgam Virgo, which took place months before 9/11, in which hijacked aircraft, commercial aircraft, are flown into the Capitol building? And, of course, Osama bin Laden is the cover boy for that. Also in the picture, fabled enemies. Well, it shouldn't come as a shock, then, that there were other targets on the morning of 9/11. And that, indeed, there was a lot more going on, and there were other perpetrators. For instance, a lot of people still don't know the story of United 23 out of Newark, New Jersey. Now, the attacks have already begun. The pilot is in the cockpit on the runway ready to take off, and he starts hearing this stuff. And he looks back, and he sees four guys, that he is immediately suspicious of. Let me say that again. He sees these guys. He's immediately suspicious. So what does he do? He pulls it back in. He says, oh, there's some technical difficulties. We'll be taking off in a while. Then everybody is asked to deboard the plane. Everybody deboards with these guys. They refuse to get off the plane. What's going on? I don't understand. Why won't they get off the plane? So after a little bit of a scuffle and this and that, they are let go. In other words, they're let off the plane. Now, you would think if you're, you know, not doing anything wrong and you just got your flight canceled and you're ready to, you know, still travel, that you're going to stick around at least to get your bags. If they canceled your flight, right? You're going to want your bags, correct? These guys didn't. They just took right off out of the airport. And then lo and behold, they find their suitcases and they're filled with Al-Qaeda training manuals, blueprints for buildings, blueprints for the plane. But you know what else they're full of? False identification. So these guys are never brought to justice, never arrested. Kind of ties in with the fact that they found weapons on several other planes, including theirs, planted. That's not in the official version of events, that, you know, knives and possibly guns were planted on these planes. Bizarre, huh? Well, here's what's really bizarre, is that the FBI says we couldn't find them because they used false identities. Yet, the other hijackers, Atta and others, were identified the same exact way from their bags that magically didn't make the flight. In other words, they're on a suicide mission. The guy packs all sorts of incriminating evidence, Korans, blueprints of buildings, blueprints of the cockpit, flight instruction manuals, the whole nine. And from that suitcase, that's how they start identifying the hijackers. Okay, so they use that to identify the hijackers, and they say they're using real identification. Actually, they didn't say that initially. The FBI had to cop to the fact that many of the hijackers may have been using false identification. Weird. Folks, it stinks to high hell. And it is just so upsetting to me that people are still buying into the official version of 9/11. And that's why I continue to make these films. It's what our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on. And it's gearing me up to play the first trailer. Let's cue up the first trailer from Fabled Enemies, the Bin Laden trailer. And let's play that. Let's hit it, John.
The relationship between Bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they went to Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camp?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear of any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
All right, folks, there it is. Fabled Enemies coming to the InfoWar August 31st to PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I want to jump over to this Popular Mechanics article saying that six debunked 9/11 conspiracy claims found from today's NIST report. Now, this was published a few days ago, last week, I think. And it's just totally and completely bull, okay? Total and complete bull. Let me say it again. Total and complete bull. I'm just going to read one of them right now. Claim, no combination of debris damage, fuel tank explosions, and fires could inflict the kind of simultaneous damage to all buildings' columns required to make the building implode, says WorldTradeCenter7.net, a website dedicated to conspiracy theories. No, it's not a website dedicated to conspiracy theories. It's a website dedicated to the truth about 9/11. The precision of such damage required to bring Building 7 down into its own footprint was especially great given the ratio of its height and its width and its depth. Now here's the NIST report rebuttal. Are you ready? Fire did indeed inflict enough column damage to destroy the building, through a previously undocumented collapse sequence of thermal expansion. Let's just read into that first of all. Notice they took out the fuel tank explosions. Notice they took out the debris damage, and now it's just fire and it's thermal expansion. Anyone who has run a tight jar lid underwater to help loosen it knows that metal expands when it gets hot. It's the complete opposite of what they said in World Trade Center 1 and 2. Kevin Ryan documented that. We're going to be playing that clip tomorrow in the final week wrap-up where me and Kevin Ryan really, well, Kevin Ryan and I'm sorry for the improper English. Kevin Ryan and I discussed the lies in the NIST report as well as myself and Richard Gage. Thermal expansion occurs at temperatures much lower than the heat required to reduce steel strength and stiffness. So remember, it was so hot in World Trade Center 1 and 2 that they became weakened and then pulled the building in from the internal columns. That's their official line of garbage there. But this is the complete opposite. The report found that World Trade Center 7 steel beams expanded in the heat. Numerous structural connections throughout the building failed. Numerous structural connections? No, they said one column failed and then others followed. They weren't able to prove that in any way, shape, or form. They simply created a 3D model, and animated it the way they liked. They proved nothing. They showed no science. That weakened the structure even before the collapse of any vertical columns. Bull. Total bull. It's so frustrating when they put out such a thin veil of lies and people are sucked into it. You know, I saw this one really disgusting video where all they showed was like 10 seconds of the NIST report. And it's while our reporter begins to ask a question. He starts to ask a question and they shut the lights on off on him. And then the title of the blog is that this guy got schooled. No, you didn't play any of the audio. You played the video portion where he got his lights shut off by a bunch of gangsters, a bunch of liars, a bunch of people who have no will to bring truth and justice to this country, to the people, to the world. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. Remember, the websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We'll be back after this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Ratatata! All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I've been with you all week, and again, I want to thank all the listeners out there for really supporting me and letting me keep an audience. I mean, it's an honor for me to host the Alex Jones Show and bring the news to all you folks, especially at the DNC. The DNC was just a huge success, in my opinion. I wish you guys could have seen the Corsi interview. I know some of you watched the Nader interview, which you can watch over at InfoWars.com right now. It's not just the interview, but his speech actually was excellent last night. A little long-winded, but the end of it, man. I was very impressed. I liked it. You know, I like Ralph Nader. He seems to have a good heart. I wish he'd comb his hair a little bit better when he gets up there. And it's unfortunate that he looks a little cockeyed now and then, but he's a hero. You know, I think he does feel like he has our best interests at heart. And he has fought time and time again to try to bring those best interests to us. He's clashed with others on the left after bringing them up, such as Michael Moore. But, you know, again, this guy is really one of the few people that is talking about the corporate elite and how both parties have been bought and paid for. So God bless Mr. Nader, and I wish him all the best. And again, over at InfoWars.com, we've got live DNC feeds with Alex Jones as well as the archives. And when that Corsi interview hits, you're going to want to see that too. It's excellent. Excellent. It's about 10 or 15 minutes, but Corsi's down there kind of incognito, not to really do interviews or promote his number one New York Times bestseller, Obama Nation, but to report for WorldNet Daily. You know, one of the better media sources out there. Is it the best media source out there? No. Does it carry some of our stuff? Sometimes. Is it critical of us a lot? Yes. But a lot slips through, and I actually use WorldNet Daily for an article in Fabled Enemies called Digital Moles Inside the White House. Another thing that seems to get lost in translation to people is that the people that carried out 9/11 somehow had these secret code words for not only Air Force One, but the White House, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, Marine Corps Intelligence, and so on. And I mean, in the film, I must list a dozen that they have, and they were decoding this in real time. Very bizarre. And then the 9/11 Commission reports that it was the fog of war, and that's why they thought that the White House and Air Force One were targets. No, you thought the White House and Air Force One were targets because they were targets. But, you know, you can't get that through to some people. People don't even understand how that works out in the bigger picture. It works out huge. Because Muslims in a cave didn't just get the NSA's code words that day. They didn't just get the CIA's code words that day. The FBI, the Secret Service, you name it, they had it. How could that happen unless we had either several moles inside our own government or a network which had penetrated every aspect of our government? Shadow government, anyone? Hell, before today, a lot of you listeners probably would have told me the shadow government doesn't exist. You probably still tell me it doesn't exist, even though I've played numerous clips today with mainstream media people not only talking about continuity of government, but the shadow or bunker government that clearly, clearly exists. I'm going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. I want your thoughts on the DNC, just the whole situation. You know, the DNC is wrapping up. I don't know if anybody watched Hillary Clinton's speech last night, that was two nights ago, Clinton's speech. Last night was her husband and Biden, of course, giving their speech. It's really an open forum, but if we could stick on the DNC topic and perhaps the Dallas Morning News, I'm going to give those numbers out at the top of the hour. Remember, your call's next on the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. My film is Fabled Enemies. It drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv, only 60 cents a day. And InfoWars.com, September 1st. Get your DVD today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved